Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Phalos Hare. He is the interim director with the Preschool Services Department of San Bernardino County. And we're going to be talking about the preschool services that the county has to offer. So thank you very much for joining me today, Phalos. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you having me.
Now, first of all, you're with the Preschool Services Department. Are they a county agency or part of any county agency?
The Preschool Services Department is a county agency. We came under the county in 1999.
And what is the purpose of the Preschool Services Department?
Well, the purpose, aligned with our mission, is to improve the well-being of children, empower families, and strengthen communities. Essentially, we transform communities through children. We have about 750 staff at about 60 sites throughout the entire county, all the way from Needles to Chino up to Barstow, serving about 6,000 children annually. Under the countywide vision, I like to say that we're the cradle. So the countywide vision speaks about ensuring county residents' success from cradle to career. So we start at the beginning. We serve pregnant mothers, children from birth to five. We ensure successful outcomes for the children and their families as they advance onto the next stage of their own journey.
Okay, great. Now, I know you have a number of different programs that you offer. Can you tell us about some of those and go into a little bit of detail on a few of them?
Sure, absolutely. Our primary program is the Head Start program. So this is for children 3 to 5 years of age. We also provide services under early Head Start from pregnant mothers through birth on to age two. These two programs are different from what people would consider normally child care. Head Start actually aims to end the cycle of poverty through the children, and it's done through a two-generational approach. So with the Head Start program, we provide for the children high-quality early learning that includes health care, dental, addressing behavioral concerns, anything that is of a benefit to the child and would help them remove barriers as they move on into kindergarten. And like I said, it's a two-generational approach. So not only do we address the needs of the child, we also support the parent by removing all barriers for the family. So that could mean assistance with job search, parenting classes, fatherhood involvement workshops for dads that want to be more engaged in the education of their children, goal setting, whatever is necessary to help move the family forward. We provide that service, or we partner with others in the community to provide those services. So a lot different than traditional child care, but those are our two main programs.
So the Head Start program is one of your major programs. Tell us about some of the lesser known programs or some of the ancillary programs that you also offer.
Absolutely. We have state preschool, which is essentially early learning in the classroom, but we wrap all of those children with Head Start so they can have the benefit of those comprehensive services. In addition to that, we are funded by the Department of Behavioral Health for a prevention and early intervention grant. We use those funds to the benefit of the children by connecting with local colleges for MFT, so marriage and family therapist interns, in order to provide support to our teachers in the classroom, in order to provide support for the children as well as the parents. So the MFTs go in, they talk to the teachers, and they use the exact same language with the teachers as they do with the parents, so that everyone's speaking the same language as they move to support the child. We have a number of programs. I probably can go on for hours about all of the partnerships that we have that create these programs. We have a partnership with the Transitional Assistance Department that really is the flagship of our program, I believe, because it's under the Vision to Succeed initiative by the county that focuses on employment and employment opportunities. The apprenticeship program provides in-house vocational training for our parents, whether they want to be a center clerk, a teacher aide, a custodian, a number of different positions. We actually train them in-house so that they can fill either positions with us or positions throughout the industry, again, in order to end the cycle of poverty. So we have a ton of programs. Another program which I absolutely love is the Online High School Diploma Program. We have partnered with the County Library, along with First Five San Bernardino. We recognized a couple of years ago that one of the main barriers for our parents moving forward was their education level. Almost half of them lacked a high school diploma or a GED. They couldn't participate in our vocational program because it required a high school diploma, and they couldn't move on in other programs that we had. So with this new online high school diploma program, they are able to actually receive a diploma for free, not a GED, but an actual high school diploma for free through this program. They're actually able to train online, go through sessions online, go through classes online, and achieve that diploma so they can move on to the next level. Tons of programs to support the families.
A high school diploma program, that sounds like a really good program. Also, you talked about the Vision to Succeed program. Tell us about that.
Sure, absolutely. So, of course, as you may know, the San Bernardino County is a hub of employment opportunities and actually a skilled workforce. What we're trying to do with the county is to highlight all of those opportunities that are within the county departments that are providing those opportunities, the county departments that are supporting those businesses that have employment opportunities, and really just putting on a spotlight on the county's employment and employment opportunities. The Preschool Services Department, again, for our portion of that Vision to Succeed, is our apprenticeship program. We're training parents so not only they can be self-sufficient and support their families, but so that they can contribute to the workforce that's needed in our county. At any point in time in this child development industry, there are significant vacancies that need to be filled with skilled workers. So we're doing our part to not only train those skilled workers to fill the vacancies within this industry, but also to end the cycle of poverty, as I stated before.
Great. Now, let's get back to the Head Start program a little bit. I know you mentioned on it, you touched on it briefly, but how is the Head Start program different from other child care programs?
So I love the question. We oftentimes get referred to as providing child care. We actually don't provide child care. We like to be associated with that idea because we like to be a place where parents can feel comfortable and safe with leaving their children while they try to advance themselves, whether it's working or searching for work. But we actually are a early learning program for children. So again, we provide health care, dental care, addressing behavioral concerns, all of those things as we move kids towards kindergarten. What is probably most significant as compared to what people would consider traditional child care programs is impacting the parent, impacting the family. It's our strategy actually is to change the family, but we do it through children. So the children is how we get the families in the door, but our focus is on advancing families so they can be contributing to society on a greater level and also be able to have the pride that they are self-sufficient, not on any support systems, even though they're needed at times, but that they're able to sustain themselves. So that is what makes us different from other traditional child care programs, this comprehensive approach to providing services for the family through children.
Okay, very good. Now, who is eligible for the program and is there any cost?
Priority for this program is low income. In addition to that, children with disabilities, foster children, homeless families, and also families that are on public assistance. We do have a 10% allowance for other circumstances with some type of demonstrated need, and we consider those on a case-by-case basis, but primarily for low income because our goal is to end the cycle of poverty. Our services are absolutely free, and I cannot overstate what a value that is. If you think about what traditional child care is, which again, we go far beyond that, but traditional child care for a young child can be upwards of $1,000 a month, and that doesn't come with you know, a curriculum for high quality learning that doesn't come with all the comprehensive support services that we wrap the entire family around with. So to have this program to be provided for free is of a huge benefit for anyone that's participating.
Yes, certainly. Now, how would someone go about finding out if they are eligible for this program?
They can contact us directly. We have several means. We're on social media through Facebook. You can search for San Bernardino County Preschool Services Department or SBC PSD. Our website is hs.sbcounty.gov/PSD, or they can call us the old-fashioned way by telephone. We're at 888-KIDS-025 or 888-543-7025. But we have centers in almost every community throughout the entire county. That phone number will get you to our main office that we can connect you with the local center, but we have tons of support throughout the entire county.
Okay, speaking of support, what support services are provided for the families? I know we do the Head Start program for the kids, but what about for the families?
For the families, so we have a continuum of support, and we've developed this continuum out of what the families have expressed a need for, so it can range from just the basic needs. So we have a partnership with Children's Fund of San Bernardino for a voucher program that allows us to provide for just the basic needs, food, clothing, those types of things. We also provide services related to medical care for families, job search, parenting classes, nutrition classes. One of the biggest issues that we have in our schools is children being overweight or obese. So we actually not only address that with our high-quality food program that's provided at our sites, but we also go into the homes, so to speak, and provide nutrition classes for the parents to help them as they continue on after our program and continue on through the K-12 system, where they're able to provide nutritious meals that aren't, you know, creating an overweight situation for their child. And in addition to that, we provide any community resource that the family is in need of. We've partnered with United Way 211 and have a 211 specialist that sits in our administrative office that takes calls exclusively from families with children 0 to 5 to provide those services for our children. So anything that the family needs, we have a resource for. We've partnered with county schools with the Footsteps to Brilliance program, which is significant for our county, not just for the children that are served in our program, but for all children throughout the county. With this partnership, is comprised of county schools, First Five, San Bernardino, Children's Fund, and Children's Network. We've actually funded a literacy app. So anyone that's within San Bernardino County that's listening right now can actually search in the Google Play Store for this particular program, Footsteps of Brilliance, download it, and utilize it for free. That was made possible by this partnership, and it's an app that increases literacy by just playing games. And we know for those of us that have younger children, they love to grab the cell phone and play games. So
right.
This is actually teaching them at the same time. We have a partnership with Children Family Services for a referral program for foster children where we support those families. We serve one of the highest populations of foster children in the entire country for Head Start programs. We have a new home visiting program with the Transitional Assistance Department under the county that we're looking to go into homes of CalWORKs recipients to provide parenting information, to provide health information for children. Almost anything that you can think of that is of a need within our county, we try to partner, either provide the services directly for the benefit of the children, or connect with other resources in the community that can help us to provide those resources. I did want to highlight one more that's of particular importance, I feel, is our involvement with the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition. This is a partnership with multiple county agencies, from Children's Network to Children Family Services, community-based mm-hmm. organizations like Young Visionaries, Child Care Resource Center. We've also partnered with First Five, but it's really a coalition of like-minded entities that see the value of fathers being engaged in the lives of their children. We know that the community, the statistics tell us that communities change as the fathers are more involved with their children, whether it comes to incarceration rates, teen pregnancies, drug use. The more involved fathers are, the more the community changes in a positive. So we've partnered with a lot of these entities under the umbrella of the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition to move fathers in the direction of engaging their children in education. And it's been a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful, wonderful outcomes with that program.
Okay, now we've talked about the myriad of different services that you offer. Where can we go again to get information about the Preschool Services Department? Give us that website again and your phone number.
Absolutely. Our website is hs.sbcounty.gov/PSD. So hs.sbcounty.gov/PSD. Or you can call us 888-KIDS-025 or 888-543-7025. We are also on Facebook as well.
Great. Now, as we get ready to close here, is there one important message that you'd like to convey to the community?
Absolutely. Just two-part. For parents, let us help you reach your goals. We know that parents have a ton that they want to do for their families, for their children. Let us help you. That's what we're here to do. Enroll your child in our program. If your child is 0 to 5, we would love to support your child, but we want to help you, whether it's finishing a high school diploma or obtaining a college degree, or if you just need somewhere safe for your child while you work or search for work. You'd, of course, have the added benefit of having your child as being one of the most prepared children as they enter their kindergarten class. But we want to partner with you. We want to help you reach your goals. And then also for others in the community that are supporting and working with low-income families, refer your families. We know that there are only limited resources to do the work that you're trying to do to support families. We want to help you. We want to prepare the children while you provide the benefit to the family. So we want to be your partner. And again, you can reach us by our website, by phone, or by Facebook. We look forward to the engagement with parents and also community members.
Okay, Phalos Hare, Interim Director with the Preschool Services Department of San Bernardino County, and we've been talking about the services and programs that the Preschool Services Department has to offer. So thank you once again for joining me today, Phalos. I really appreciate it. Some great information there.
Stephen, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.